Would you be willing to use this device in order to help maintain your long-distance relationship? Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. It's 622 on WSGW. This device I'm talking about, you can actually see because of the Morning Team page. You go to WSGW.com, scroll down, the red section which highlights the shows. Look for the Morning Team circle. Click on that. Look for today's date, February 28th, 2023. This is from a Chinese company, and it's a remote kissing device. And it looks like this.
How about no?
No.
It's not the romantic. It's just a pair of lips.
As my mom would say, let's not and say we did.
It's called the Remote Kiss Device, created by a Vocational Institute of Mechatronic Technology. It uses a set of silicone lips to replicate the pressure, the movement, and the temperature. Plus, it also can transmit sound of a kiss that's then replicated by a corresponding device via a smartphone app. The man who helped invent this said, when I was in university, I was in a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend, so we only had contact with each other through the phone. That's where the inspiration of this device originated. You know, probably doing some Zooming or whatever, or some Facebook Live, who knows, but there was none of the contact, the physical contact. And this is supposed to replicate it.
It is?
It sells it for American dollars, would be $41. Well, this is kind of creepy. As creepy as that sounds, yeah. It says it has an option in the app to share kisses with anonymous strangers. Well, okay. So, honey, as much as I'm maintaining a relationship with you, anyone who wants a kiss, there you go.
But you're not really kissing anybody.
No, this is a device you attach to your smartphone, and then you kiss this device, and it's supposed to transmit that. Again, the pressure, the movement, and temperature, plus the sound of your kiss. It's the remote kiss device is what it's called.
Well.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I might be more willing if it, like, looked like the Rolling Stone lips. You know, with the tongue hanging out, maybe? I don't know.
If it even looked semi-real.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That's the problem.
I think, you know, part of kissing somebody is, like, what they look like.
Perhaps if it's because you're using your smartphone, you can attach this device to your smartphone and have a picture of the person, and maybe you have that same. I'm just trying. I'm doing my best here. It's a long. Well, as I said, ladies and gentlemen,
it's a long shot.
You can be the judge, and it's on the Morning Team page if you want to check it out. The remote kiss device. You know, the name doesn't have, you know, the remote kiss device.
So it needs a better marketing name.
I'd market it this way. Kiss this. That's what I'd say. and maybe get Gene Simmons.
That's right.
I don't want to kiss Gene Simmons.
No, but I mean, you're trying to market it. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Is that a better attachment of marketing campaign for kissing than a member of Kiss?
I have so much to say, but I just won't. So move on.
Thank you.